The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Netherlands in those vibrant orange kits. Gakpo pounces! Oh, that's a goal that means the whole world to Cody Gakpo! And the whole team rushes to Cody Gakpo on the edge of the six-yard box. He's had a horrible week, personally. The tragic death of his unborn child. But he wanted to play. For his son and for his country.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of the Still Parents Podcast. I'm Dan, here as always with Ryan and Matt. You all right, guys?
Hello, mate.
The reason for doing this episode, because I'm sure you would have heard the news over the last few days about the Dutch footballer Cody Gakpo and his partner Noah shared the loss of... It was going to be their second child, wasn't it? Their second child, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And the news broke that the baby had been lost just, I think, 48 hours before the Dutch team were due to play in their next World Cup, their first game in the knockout round. Now, he took the decision to stay with the side. And he then scored in the game, which... Have you guys seen the celebration?
Yeah, yeah. See, I haven't seen it. But it is a celebration in regard to his goal, isn't it? Because he's still representing his country at that time.
It's raw emotion.
Yeah,
because when the ball hit the back of the net, he kind of fell over when he was taking the shot anyway. But then he just kind of stayed on the floor, didn't he? The emotional all hit him.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's been a lot of discussion online, as there is with absolutely everything these days, about people's thoughts on his decision to stay with the squad. What is your take on it, guys? Matt, can I start with you?
I think that he's made the decision that he's felt is right for him and his family. I think also it comes back to what we've talked about plenty of times on this podcast. He's probably decided that that's the thing that he can control at this moment. And, you know, we all talk about when you lose your baby, it's that lack of control. And I imagine that him and his partner will have spoken about this. I would suggest that it would probably have been a mutual decision. It may not have been. Who knows? We're speculating here, right? But, you know, again, it's just a small snippet where when we lost Callie, we had her funeral. And then the next day I started pre-season training with the team that I was managing at the time. And if I'd been in the public eye, I probably would have got slated for it as well. So, you know, who knows?
Well, I think one of the reasons I wanted to ask that, you know, straight off the bat was because there was another player, wasn't there, not so long ago? Was it Jeremy Doku?
Jeremy Doku left to go to be at the birth of his son. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, but he literally had the opposite reaction, which just obviously for me, it brings up the phrase, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Whatever you choose, just people are going to have something to say about it.
There's been a lot of support for Gakpo online over the decision. There has, you know, it's the internet, isn't it? It's a minefield. It's a twisted thing on there, and people just, they can make their own judgment and they can say what they want without repercussions, can't they? They know that.
And but I think in a strange way, because of the celebration and because there was more news about the fact that he hadn't gone home than there was about the actual loss of the baby, which is bizarre, isn't there? And so, if anything, him doing that celebration with the team that all crowded around him and when that emotion hit him, that was the part which probably those few seconds gave more awareness about than anything else I can think of.
I think when you look at it in isolation, you're probably absolutely right in regard to the amount of people that will have been watching that game worldwide, the amount of people that were there within the stadium, the amount of people who will have known what had happened from his native country and things like that. I think for me is if you went back 30 years and we didn't have social media, whilst people would have an opinion on what he has chosen to do following, I would imagine, a very deep discussion with his partner Noah at that time, is it gives a massive, massive insight into the into professional sport.
And the intensity and level
the intensity
of it.
Level of professional yeah. sport and how, you know, we had Joe Riley on right at the very beginning of the podcast, didn't we? Who was a footballer at the time when he lost his baby.
And, yeah, he played for a lot of clubs in the. He's since retired. I think we finished him off when he after he came on the show.
No, but I think what it does is it gives a real insight into probably the. So we've heard a lot where Thomas Tuchel has spoken about how the group of players, the squad as a whole, is a family, it's a brotherhood, it's an extension to that of club level or to what they have in their own home lives. And for people who aren't in that environment, I suppose it's very, very difficult to understand just how close these players would be. Another thing which it shows clearly is the unity of men when... somebody, a male who is high profile, has lost a baby, and that huddle,
that's a great point.
And that response by the rest of the players towards his goal clearly shows that there is a bond between those players and that they are there to support him. Now,
yeah, they all just surrounded him, wasn't it? It was a beautiful moment.
We can't obviously speculate on what the conversation was between him and his partner. And it may very well be that his partner is the one that made the decision that he stays there. Mm. So it's, you know, there's going to be lots of things that the public are not privy to.
We have to have an opinion on absolutely everything now,
don't
we?
That's the thing. Yeah, but, and that's for me, is why do we have to have an opinion on it? Yeah. The be all and end all is, and I'm not, when I say we, I don't mean us that's discussing it now. I mean the public in general. Why do the public have to have an opinion on it?
And then it's shared by major news outlets, isn't it? And all of that and stuff. But it's interesting going back to what Ryan said about the huddle. The huddle was a real show of strength. But also there was a moment where the referee blew his whistle three times to try and get him back to the halfway line because everyone was all around.
I missed that part.
And Van Dijk.
He didn't book anyone.
Van Dijk basically just told him to F off. Like he just like threw his arm out as if to say, like, what are you doing? Just relax for a second.
Knew.
Maybe
they'd had a chat about it before. But I just think,
but that could
think
be
the awareness it's given.
Yeah, absolutely. But that also with the referee potentially, I don't know where the referee was from, but that potentially also shows the disparity between beliefs and, you know, what happens in certain countries, maybe even religion. Maybe he was a completely different religion, so that the way that it's viewed is completely different. Who knows? But I do agree with you, Dan. I do think if there was ever a stage that he's going to advertise just how devastating baby loss is and how strengthening unity, you know, we've always used the term stronger together, haven't we? And you look at that stronger together, strengthening unity ever is, then the World Cup, certainly with the amount of people that are watching.
Well, the audience potential, I can't remember just here in the UK if this particular match was on BBC or ITV, but I remember the thinking that the commentators, when I saw the clip of it as well, had done a good job of just the way they spoke about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was, you know, it's a difficult thing, but the education level, I guess, because there'll be so many people who wouldn't have actually had known the news until they...
Yeah.
So a lot of people wouldn't have known the news until they saw the celebration and thinking, well, this celebration's a bit strange.
Well, again, there was another part as well when the huddle broke and they all broke away back to the halfway line. It was almost like he came back out into the public eye a little bit because you couldn't actually see him when they were all around him.
It was almost like curled up fetal position.
Yeah.
Like, and before the huddle went around him.
And Dumfries was the first player to get to him. And then... as they're walking back, Dumfries then came again from behind him. He kind of held him from behind and almost whispered into his ear, kind of like, okay, breathe, let's just breathe. And then Gakpo made a real kind of, he breathed right up into the sky and then Dumfries. And then they almost held each other face to face. It was proper, like really emotional.
Do you know what else as well I would also say is that perhaps part of that decision making and the discussion that he had with his partner was around the fact that I use this term very loosely because of the gravitas of what's happened and also the gravitas of him playing in a World Cup. But it's a distraction as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
He's doing what he loves doing. And at that time, I mean, I personally, could I have done it? Probably not, because I'm not that sort of person. But
I was going to, ask you, like, if you could have put yourself in those shoes.
But then you look at, there's been players in the past as well. You look at Harry Arter when he was at Bournemouth and they played against Man City. You've got Billy Sharp as well, both footballers who both played at the highest level, who lost babies and chose to carry on and play their games within, you know, however many days or hours of their losses. And I think it just goes to show that how men potentially rely on that brotherhood of the network that is around them at that time.
I think attitudes as well have changed over the years as far as kind of earth in general, as far as football, especially footballers are concerned. I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's a very famous interview with Roy Keane when he was Republic of Ireland assistant manager. Have you heard when Robbie Keane, his partner's given birth?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they ask him about him, and he's like, he said, well, Robbie Keane had a baby. And he's like, and?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is he going to be available? He's like, well, he didn't have the baby. Yeah.
Is he breastfeeding?
Is he breastfeeding?
Yeah, yeah.
He's so matter of fact, isn't it?
It's like, I think if he's not breastfeeding, he'll be fine. And it's so straight faced.
But that is, though. I do think in professional sport, the expectation is that.
And, absolutely.
And the question is it right?
But, well, exactly.
You know,
I think there would have been a bit of pressure on him to stay, yeah.
I totally agree.
That's just conjecture.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. And that's why I say I think the general public need to be very careful what their assumptions are, because nobody's privy to the conversations that took place. But at the same time, we obviously, our ambassador, or two of our ambassadors now, Christian and Kelly Jean-Philippe in America, have both been vocal with the lack of sort of acknowledgement of baby loss in America and how far behind they are in regard to sort of press coverage, things like that. So I would also be very interested to see what the sort of coverage was in the US of this, you know, from the US media perspective and how they looked at it, because again,
it literally would have been tens of millions of people hearing that commentary, whichever version of the commentary from whichever country it was. So you've had a global moment.
Yeah.
There are multiple countries at the same time where this was the main topic of the conversation.
Yeah.
Just for a few seconds, it was just and hopefully it has sparked off some other conversations, some ones that are beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. I think there's, you know the term, every cloud has a silver lining. Now, I'm not saying this is that, but you can very much look at, the global audience and the conversation that this has probably, you know, led to in very many countries where maybe baby loss isn't viewed.
And that wouldn't have happened if Gakpo hadn't, I mean, it probably wouldn't have happened if he hadn't have scored, but it's just got amplified because of that moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we thought we wanted to just say a few words and a few thoughts on it. If you have any thoughts or anything you would like to say about this, then you can please get in touch with us via our socials at Still Parents Podcast.
Just a real quick one. I wanted to see what you guys thought, that if he decided to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's all hypothetical, but what do we think the attitude would have been then?
Yeah, my gut feeling is that it would have been the same reaction. It's
I agree.
Whichever decision was done,
he was made,
the loudest voice is the negative voice.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Dan.
Do you think it would have got as much press attention if he'd gone home?
No,
I don't think it would have done, right?
I think if he had gone home, the press would have been for footballing reasons.
They wouldn't have actually made it.
They wouldn't have had any awareness raising.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's still the negativity from people who just like to make noise. And they're always louder than the loud majority, aren't they?
I mean, it would have been interesting to see how the press react if he had have gone home, when you think about how they reacted with Jeremy Doku going home.
And
the comparison in that respect. But either way, I think that the public, and if I had a message for anybody that was listening to this who questions why he stayed and why he carried on playing and stuff, is that as a general public, You need to be very, very careful because we are not privy to the conversations that were had both at any level.
Yeah.
So whether that's between him, his family, his partner, his
the manager,
right, yeah. we're not privy to it. And I am damn sure that that the decision that was made with the agreement of all parties at that time.
Yeah.
And, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, fair play to him because I know for a fact I couldn't have done it. And it's almost like it was a blessing to an extent that he did score because then he had the opportunity to be able to
see the emotion hit him that moment the ball hit the net.
Show his grief. He literally was grieving in public.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was a bit weird because I ended up watching that particular clip like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Just to see like the reaction for it. And it was.
Well,
thank you guys. So if you've got anything you would like to add or mention about this story, then you can get in touch with us, of course, through our socials at Still Parents Podcast. I'm Dan and I'll be back with Ryan and Matt with our next episode very, very soon. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.